morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
And this morning we welcome Bimbadeen Heights Primary School with Annabelle, Maddie and Jeremy. Take it away, Maddie.
Hey, I'm Maddie and I have two fellow hosts with me. But before they introduce themselves, I'll
tell you a little bit about me. I am a cheerleader and dancer and I really enjoy it. I also love to play football. I usually play midfield, but my favourite thing to do in footy is to tackle. My mum says I'm very good at tackling. I am very excited about this year. I love to watch Stranger Things and I have a big poster. 2 weeks ago, I went kayaking with school. I did not fall in once. I think I'm pretty good at kayaking. My absolute favourite animal is a monkey. I love monkeys. Over to the next co-host, Jeremy.
My name is Jeremy. I live with three other people, my mum, dad and brother. My grandparents live in China and we visit them every 2 to 3 years. My favourite food is watermelon. My favourite hobbies are reading and drawing. My favourite book series is the Harry Potter books. And my favourite colour is blue.
Hi, I'm Annabelle and I have two pets, a cat and a dog. They kind of hate me, but that's okay. I still love them. I do tennis at the school program and I'm starting horse riding lessons out of school in term two. I love watching Netflix and YouTube and playing outside with my dog. My best friend lives on the other side of the city in Bacchus Marsh and she's getting guinea pigs over the holidays. Now back to Jeremy with a bit of an overview of our school.
Bimbadeen Heights Primary School is in Moorabbuck. We have about 470 children in 19 classes. We get to go and do 4 different specialists each week and they are art, music, Chinese and PE. We also get to do lots of fun excursions, incursions and special days which we always enjoy.
Last year we changed our school values and we even got to have a say. Our new values are respect, resilience, integrity and compassion. We have been doing a lot of work around our values and having lots of chats to help us understand them and know what they look like.
It has been pretty tough over the past few years as we are getting new buildings built. This started a few years ago when we got some funding and our teachers planned what type of building we wanted.
Last year, stage one was finished and we were able to move in. The first building now has our foundation classes, a new office and first aid room, offices for our principal Mr. Yeo and assistant principal Mr. Fowler, and a new staff room for our hardworking teachers.
The second stage is happening at the moment and it should be finished by the end of the middle of the year. This building will have new spaces for art, music and Chinese, as well as classrooms for our 1-2 grades.
The final stage will be the playground. We have coped really well with having a smaller space to play and the spaces always being dug up and then fixed. So we are really looking forward to having our play spaces finally finished.
It has been a little tough, but we think it has been worth it and it is making our school an even better place to be. I mean, we did love it before, but now we love it even more. Hey girls, I have a joke for you. What bagel can fly?
That's a tough one.
I don't know, Jeremy, what bagel can fly?
A plain bagel. Now time for our first song. Here is Mad World by Gary Jules.
A big nice scene in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing we will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you. Sing it out. We will rock you. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, bag into your place.
Specialist. The best air conditioning deals on all the best brands. Deals like Rinnai split system air conditioners from only $599. We can even arrange installation. 18 months interest free on air conditioning. No deposit, no interest and no payments. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Massive range. The latest models. The convenience of portable ACs and fans to suit every need. Now at station sponsor Harvey Norman, Churnside Park.
Go! Orem Aged Care at Hillsville is a modern, comfortable care home providing 24-hour nursing care for aged care residents. Orem Hillsville offers a wide range of lifestyle activities to suit everyone, and their seasonal food menus are cooked fresh on-site every day. Orem Hillsville also provides specialised dementia care in a dedicated memory support community within the care home. You're welcome to enjoy a coffee with the team whilst experiencing firsthand everything that Orem Aged Care at Hillsville has to offer. Call 1-800-287-786 to book a tour. Also on the web at orem.com.au. Station sponsor.
That was We Will Rock You by Queen. Our school has 10 student leaders. These leaders are elected at the end of Year 5.
How we pick the leaders? If you want to be a captain, you have to put in an application. After a few weeks, we got told the shortlisted 16. There were 8 boys and 8 girls. They all had to prepare a speech for the Year 4 and 5 students to listen and vote. A few weeks after that, we got told who the captains were. We then had an interview with the principal and the head of well-being to decide on the final 10.
This year, our leaders are school captains, Annabelle and Jensen, Blair House captains, Katie and Jake, Fletcher House captains, Neve and Charlie, Bryce House captains, Maya and Michael, and Lithgow House, Laura and Sam.
Our leaders have different responsibilities throughout the year. Every week, different pair of captains run the assembly, which is introducing the teachers that are about to speak, say the oath, and get everyone ready for the national anthem, straighten up the houses. They also help out at transition nights, run events, and speak at important ceremonies, and more.
I love a joke, so I have another one. Are you ready?
Yep, go for it.
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
I don't know, Jeremy. You have some pretty hard jokes.
Time for our next song. Here is Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Commitments one.
Second year 5 and 6 students rotate between going to camp and doing a production. Last year we went to camp, so this year it's our turn to do the production, to do the circus production. This will be the 6th circus production we do, and it's a great, and it'll be a great one as well, because we get to get involved.
Over the next few terms, we will be learning a variety of skills, including unicycle, roller bowler, stilts, juggling, ribbons, Diablo, and lots more. We will need to work hard as some of these skills are very time consuming. There will also be acting, singing and dancing.
We have seen the previous performances and are looking forward to our own being a great one. We have no doubt we have some challenging times ahead, but it will be worth it when we perform on Tuesday the 17th and Wednesday the 18th of September.
Is it my turn for another joke?
If you have to.
Great, here it is. What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter?
Dumbo?
No, but really close. An irrelevant. Here is our next song, Mad World by Gary Jules.
Faces bright and early for their daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. And to feel the way that every child should. Sit and listen, sit and very nervous. No one knew me, no one knew me. Hello teacher, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever. Tell you, I find it hard to take when people run and it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Enlarging your world. Mad world.
Just like a lot of other schools, we do a lot of fundraising at our school. We do a variety of things such as free dress days, crazy hair days, walkathons, and lots more. Each time we raise money for different things.
At the end of each term, we have a free dress day and bring along a gold coin donation. Each term, the money we raise goes to different charities. This has helped to remember and help people that are not as lucky as us. In term one, we raised money for the Royal Children's Hospital, Good Friday Appeal. In term two, we raised money for our World Vision child, Matthew Bander.
Then in term three, we all dress up in our house colours and have a little competition. The money raised from each house goes towards a charity that the house captains choose. In the past, we have raised money for the RSPCA, Breast Cancer and Animal Aid.
We also do some fundraising for our school to buy things such as updating our play equipment, making the play areas better, or making our classrooms better places to learn. Last year, we did the colour run for the first time and it was amazing.
On Thursday the 14th of March, we have our annual athletics carnival at Croydon Athletics Track. We compete against SPJ, MEPS, Birmingham and Billanock, which are schools from our local area. We participate in 7 events, which are high jump, long jump, shot put, captain ball, tunnel ball, sprints and relays. Some very lucky people also get to participate in a couple more events, such as the 800 metre sprint and the circular relay.
Over the past few weeks, we have been practicing in our teams during sport time, ready to compete in a week's time. Each year, we challenge ourselves to improve on our previous year's score. This year in high jump, we need to clear a metre, which is pretty high for some of us. We are really looking forward to making sure the last carnival is a successful one.
Each year, the Year 6 students get to participate in inter-school sports. We compete in a one-day round-robin against 4 other local primary schools. We have 2 round-robin days, a winter inter-school sports and a summer one. This year, the winter sports that we can choose from are AFL, soccer, netball and t-ball. We get to choose which sport we want to play and then spend a few weeks practicing as a team to prepare for the day. We will be practicing this week. This is always a highlight for Year 6s and we are so looking forward to it. Hopefully we can come away with a few wins. Now we've got another song, Wanna Be by Spice Girls.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want. Just fine.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Thinking it's too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. You got G like MC.
In our school, we have an iPad program. The program starts in Year 5, where we use our school iPads, and then in Year 6, we bring our own. We use a lot of different apps and websites, such as Book Creator, Literacy Planet, Kahoot, Mathletics, iMovie, Pages, and a lot more to help use and learn and complete various activities. It is a really cool way to do our work, as sometimes we get to choose which way we want to present our work. We sometimes get to play our own games on them, as long as they are appropriate, of course.
Something that all Year 6 students look forward to is the Buddy program. This year it's our turn, and so far it's been terrific. We officially started a few weeks ago, once everyone, including our foundation students, had settled into the new year. And the Year 6 and Foundation teachers had a chance to get to know the kids in their grade. Then they paired us up.
Every Friday we do fun activities with our buddies, such as crafts, helping them with their reading, using the internet with programs such as Literacy Planet and Mathletics, as well as play fun games inside and outside. Most of the activities we do have something to do with what they are learning in class.
Later in the year, we have some special events with them, such as a teddy bears picnic. I remember when we were in prep and we created all the great memories with our buddies. I can't wait to now be the older person helping to create some wonderful memories and experiences for my buddy. My buddy is Hannah, Annabelle's is Lucy, and Jeremy's buddy is Aaron. We really love buddy time. Our last song is YMCA by the Village People. Thank you.
And did you all want to say goodbye and say hello to someone at home? A mum, dad.
Bye, guys.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Bye, Dad.
Ma.
Hi, nobody.
Okay.
Bye.
Just me.
Bye.
All right, so we'll play the Village People YMCA. Thank you to Bimbadeen Heights Primary School.
No problem.